This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
Tonight begins our first ever broadcast of the Over the Back Fence Community Variety Show, which takes place at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. KQAL, along with the Lanesboro Arts Center and KFIL 103.1 FM, have joined forces to bring you this entertainment extravaganza. I'm Terry Tenseth, inviting you to enjoy our broadcast, which is filled with music, skits, trivia, and more. You're listening to The Live Feed on KQAL.
The following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live audience on Friday, November 8th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro. The theme of the show is movies and features the Thick and Thin Quartet.
Hello. My name is Madeline Preeby, and I'm here to welcome you to this evening's performance of Over the Back Fence. Our theme tonight is movies. Our host is Damon Prestiman with Rita Dalzell on piano. So now, here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to the Lanesboro Arts Center presentation of Over the Back Fence. Tonight we are wrapping up our 19th year. Tonight our theme is movies and our special musical guests are Thick and Thin. Hey, for those of you here from Faribault that have never been to the show before, I imagine your bus took a wrong turn. They were trying to go to the Guthrie and they ended up here. So sorry for you folks. I also can clarify the fire exit situation. If there is a need to evacuate the building quickly, follow the people that know where the doors are. That's going to help you get out in a hurry, in a hurry. Well, look at here. I've got the whole Over the Back Fence gang to start us off with That's Entertainment. Over the Back Fence gang, That's Entertainment. Good way to start things off on our movie show. It has been 19 years. We are just wrapping up our 19th season. And for that, we need to applaud the folks that come out and see us every month. So we appreciate that, folks. If not for you guys, we wouldn't be up here doing this, that's for sure. We probably would be, actually. That's the sad part about it. It's just that there'd be nobody here. The heat wouldn't be on. The lights wouldn't be on or anything like that. Well, this is going to be a fun show. We've got an opportunity for three lucky audience members to participate in a show-long quiz. And there is big prizes. Rita, are there big prizes for the winner of this particular event?
Such prizes.
Would you mind showing us the first place prize if you are willing to participate in this quiz? It is...
an unbelievable...
Over the Back Fence t-shirt! Those come at a premium. You can't just get those anywhere, even if you've tried.
For sure not at Walmart.
They're definitely not at Walmart. No, they're not. They're definitely not at Walmart. So, for those of you that don't know, we're going to invite three of you members of the audience to come up and sit in one of these chairs. Well, no way, that sounded a little weird, didn't it? You don't all three have to sit in the same chair. You're each going to get your own chair that you can sit in during the course of the show. And throughout the show, there's going to be opportunities to guess on famous lines from famous movies. Who would like to participate with us today? Don't be shy.
There's one.
You saw one. You see one?
Back there.
Nope, she's just fanning herself.
Too bad.
This is a little bit like an auction. Don't make any sudden movements or we're going to grab you. Please don't make me come out there and get somebody that doesn't really want to do it. I see people pointing at that gentleman in the back. How do you feel about that, sir? Are you from Faribault? Are you part of the Joy group? By the way, just for your information, that is the Joy group out there. It stands for something. It's like just over young or something like that. What was it again? What is the name of the group? Oh, Just Over Youth. Okay, well, I'm getting a little old. I can't hear. Just Older Youth. They're Just Older Youth, so they're going to act crazy tonight. On the way back in that bus, there's going to be cocktails and stuff like that. Rap music. All right, here I come. You forced me into it. Point at somebody that you think would be willing to get up there. Holy mackerel, sir, what's with you? There's like seven people behind you pointing at you. Were you cracking jokes on the bus on the way over here or what? All right, maybe if we give him a round of applause, he'll come join us. There we go. That's how easy it is, folks. Just point at somebody, and I will shame them into coming up. Have a seat right in one of those chairs, sir. We'll get over there and get a chance to get to know you in just a second. Now, if you come with a bus of 50 people over the back fence, don't you think you should have to have two contestants in the quiz? All right, then. Now, there's bound to be some other ham on that bus, I guarantee you. There had to have been somebody that had an extra beer over at Pedal Pushers. Somebody needs to get pointed at. Ooh, look at them sit on their head. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're going back towards the front. I see one up here. The energy is building. I'm kind of getting a little bit excited. Not in that way, sir. Ma'am, why are you slouching down? Is it because your friend that's sitting next to you has forced the loudmouth microphone-holding host to come over and talk to you? Would you mind participating in our quiz? You can see the struggles I'm having. Oh, she said she'd love to. There's people pointing at you, you know. I'm looking at you. I'm sorry to say, Keith. I'm looking at you. Come on. Do you think we should have Keith come up there? All righty. Come on up, folks. Come on up and have a seat. Good work there, Dave. I see that. So he doesn't have anywhere else to sit anyway, so might as well sit up here. All right. Well, we're going to get a chance to meet these folks now. Sir, okay. Sir, what? No. When I said we get a chance to meet you, I meant you're going to meet me. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a tough group. For those of you that have been to the show before, you know that he has put his toe into some very hot water, hasn't he? Some very, very hot water. Scalding. I'm talking about third-degree burns, folks. This was a plan to see if they could get me out of doing the 20th year. Sir, who are you and what is your name? Wait a minute. First of all, have you ever done any public speaking before?
No.
No public speaking at all. Good, because you're not going to do any tonight either. Sir, who are you? Where are you from?
Don't
touch the microphone. Now, does anybody, Rita, you've been around Over the Back Fence for a while. Do you know what the one rule is that we have on this show? What's the one rule that we have on this show?
Do not touch Damon's microphone.
That's because it's mine. It belongs to me. Oh, my goodness. Whoa. In the interest of keeping it clean, I'm going to just ignore that comment. You can tell it's my microphone, and that it's because it's black. The ones from Fairport are like, I can't believe you said that. But those of you that have been here before are like, oh, there goes Damon again. All right, sir, who are you and where are you from? Ma'am, please raise your hand if you're that man's wife. Would you raise your hand? Does he touch things inappropriately all the time? Have you been married for a while to him? Do you have to watch your back constantly? Because that's the way I'm feeling right now, and I've only known him for like 30 seconds. Let's try again, shall we? Sir, who are you and where are you from? Okay, maybe we'll let them hear you. Where are you? Where are you from?
Pastor Armin Bomey from...
Well, praise Jesus! Amen! Praise the Lord! Amen! Jesus is in the house! Well, and of course I know that you preach at St. Smartass. That one might have to get edited out. Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just going to call you Pastor. Armin is fine. And you're from where, Armin?
Minnesota. Faribault, Minnesota.
Faribault, Minnesota. Thank you very much, Armin. No, I don't even remember your name, so don't worry about it. Ma'am, who are you? Nice sweater. Who are you and where are you from?
My name is Deb Nash, and I'm from Rockford, Iowa.
Rockford, Iowa! Very good, very good. And sir, you're a very handsome devil. Who are you and where are you from? Yeah, but some of them don't. Who are you and where are you from?
My name is Keith Baker. I live just outside of Lanesboro.
Ah, very nice. All right, this is a very easy competition. Somebody's going to walk out here. They're going to recite a classic line from a classic movie. Oh, but how are you going to tell us if you know the answer? Look under your seats, please. When you think you know the answer, utilize that sound effect that you now have in your hand. Let's practice. Pastor Armin, let's hear from you. Okay, very good, very good. Ooh, that's going to get irritating. And this is a great idea, by the way. Whoever came up with the idea to remind Damon of the names of the contestants, that was brilliant. I don't know who that was, but that was brilliant. Deb? Oh, that's kind of cute. And what do you got for us?
Come, boss.
That's right. I've been around the farm a little bit. All right, here comes number one.
Here's looking at you, kid.
What movie is that from? Okay, Deb. Casablanca is correct. All right, here we go. Here we go. That's right. Pick out favorites. Pick out favorites and cheer on your favorite. Here we go with quote number two.
I'm the king of the world.
Okay. Armin.
Titanic.
Titanic is correct. All right. Woo. Didn't know you were going to get a game show too, did you? Right on. Here's quote number three. It could also be you talking to me. It depends on what version you've seen. It could go either way there. It depends on which version, the straight to DVD or the actual movie.
One more time. You talking to me?
Apparently it didn't help much. We can give a clue. We'll give a clue. 1976 this movie was from.
It's just you and me here, so...
You must be talking to me.
Okay. Sorry, too much time there. It must have been a little bit of the delivery of the line. I don't know. But that was from the famous movie Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver. All right, and here we are. It's quote number four.
After all, tomorrow is another day.
And Deb? Gone with the Wind is correct. Nice outfit, by the way. If Little Bo Peep had a movie, she would have been in. Quote number five.
If you build it, he will come.
Oh, we need a ruling from the judges. Who was first there?
Wow. We need an instant replay.
Okay, this play is under review. And let's see, you're the smart aleck. That must have been Deb! We got word, yep. Play on the fields, it stands as called. Deb, the answer?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is correct. All right, we've got a couple more now. Here we go.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, there's Armin. Oh, sorry, we're going to have to move on. You can get another, we can hear it again. Let's hear it again for the two remaining contestants.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
It's right on the tip of their tongues. They're feeling it. It's not there. Sorry, time is up. The answer was Cool Hand Luke. All right, a couple more on this round. Here we go.
I am your father.
All right. And the answer was?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct. Whew. I'm relieved that Jerry didn't have congenital heart failure there. That sounded kind of bad there. And here we go with our next quote.
I want what she's having.
Really? Oh, yeah. I feel bad for them that they don't get this
I
one.
Do too.
Yeah, I do too. I'm sorry, time is up. The answer was When Harry Met Sally. All right, now that's round one of our movie quotes. We'll be coming back to it a little bit later on. We'll have another category a little bit later on in the show called One Word Quotes. And that will be happening just shortly. Well, hi, Kay. How are you?
Very good.
Well, what do you have for us this evening?
Actually, my name is Cecil Ward, and I want to welcome you to the St. Main Theater. It is so good to be back here. Many years ago, I was the movie projectionist, so I feel right at home. I was one of three women projectionists in the entire United States, and the only one in Minnesota. Did you know I also played the piano here at the theater? Of course, that was during the time of silent movies. I do like the way you've taken care of the building, and I hear there was a movie series on the theme of energy this year. My brother Bernard and I loved to travel. We went to 46 of the states, and I got started collecting matchbooks. When folks heard about my collection, they started bringing me matchbooks from their travels. At last count, I had 2,862. Lois Peterson was good enough to put them all in this scrapbook, which is kept at the museum down the street. On this page, there's a matchbook from the Peanut Patch. That's in Plains, Georgia, the home of our former president, Jimmy Carter. You know, it gave me a bit of a start to realize that my things are at the museum. But I'll admit I'm proud, too. Maybe you know that I love to write. You can read many of my newspaper articles in a scrapbook at the museum, too, and also many poems and novels. Say, do I hear a dog barking? Oh, I do hope it has enough food and water. It pains me to see a neglected dog. As faithful and forgiving as dogs are, that is just no way to treat a friend. Well, enough of my rambling. I do hope you're enjoying the show.
That's Kay Wald, portraying Mrs. Ward, who used to be a projectionist right here at the St. Main Theater back in the day when they regularly had films here. Ooh, what an outfit I see on Barb. Yeah. All right. Barb, what do you have for us?
A little gold finger from James Bond. Gold finger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his den of sin, but don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies won't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. His heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of his heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He loves only gold.
Barb Keith with a cameo by 007 with Goldfinger. Hey, we've moved on to round two of our exciting movie quiz. This round is called One Word Quotes. All right, our contestants are back ready, armed with their sound effects. Let's make sure they're still working. They are working still. That's good to know. All right, here we go with quote number one.
Rosebud.
Armin.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane is correct. Before we go on to number two here, Keith,
yeah.
There's a little. Yeah, okay, just. If you weren't going to participate, we could have found somebody else, probably, but you know, whatever. You're here. Uh-huh. All right. Quote number two.
Stella!
Oh, there's murmuring out in the crowd. Give it to us one more time, Bill. You nailed that one that time.
I got the right word.
Yeah, you worked it.
Stella!
Okay, the first time was better, but... it's okay. And nothing? And crowd, why don't you tell them? Streetcar Named Desire. Yes, Streetcar Named Desire. Also, that's dinner time at the Burt Dixon household. So, a little inside joke for the Lanesboro folks there. Okay. Oh, my. Oh, I'm a little frightened. Go ahead. Quote number three.
Toga. Toga.
And Deb.
Animal House
is correct. I saw the half-hearted effort there, Keith. You were thinking about it, weren't you? All right. This is quote number four.
Freedom!
That's it. Anybody? What? Anybody? No, it's not a streetcar named Desire. The answer to that one is Braveheart. Braveheart. See the kilt? I think those were some curtains he had on. I think they were. Yeah. And here we go. Quote number five.
Plastics.
And Keith. Graduate. The Graduate is correct. The Graduate. Oh, here we go.
Adrian!
Nothing. We're getting nothing. Okay. I did hear one guess, Vladimir Putin on vacation. But I think the correct answer is Rocky.
Ah!
Yo, Adrian.
All right, and here we go to quote number six.
Red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum.
Supposed to be a one-word quote, but that's fine.
That's
what threw me off, too. I was a little bit confused. And the answer to that one, since I'm not getting any response there, is The Shining. Ooh. Yes, all of us kind of went, very creepy. Creepy. And the last one around, too.
Wilson!
And Deb. Castaway is correct. That's round two. Let's take a look at our scoreboard before we move on. Armand has 3 points. Keith has 1 point. And in first place, from Iowa, Deb has 5 points. Five correct answers. Well, did you notice how many times we used that black wig during that segment?
Yes.
It was a hairpiece. It was a mustache. Let's hope it doesn't come back as anything else. Later in the show. Hey, another great big thank you to some of our sponsors that include the Fillmore County Journal, Green Gables Inn, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Huntington Electric, and of course, the Lanesboro Arts Center. Well, look at here. I see some well-dressed men wandering up here to the stage. This is our special musical guest. Please join me in welcoming Thick and Thin.
You know that when my sugar walks down the street, well, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, you know it's never dark when she's around. I love her so. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. Oh boy, when my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, 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 tweet. I know a thing or two, and I'm telling you, I've got a wonderful gal. She's got the cutest smile, $1 million style. She's such a wonderful pal. I just feel so happy, it's 'cause I love her so. Oh, when she is by my side, I'm so filled with pride. Gee, I want the whole world to know that when my sugar walks down the street, well, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, you know it's never dark when she's around. I love her so. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, when she kisses me, I sure stay kissed. Oh boy, when my my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, 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 tweet. When we're walking down the street, birdies go tweet, 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 tweet.
Thick and Thin, our special musical guests of the evening. This is a chance for us to get up here and get a chance to meet these fine gentlemen that are all dressed alike. For those of you that are listening on KFIL at home, you should be here and just join us at the same main. You can see these fabulous things like these shows tonight. Well, folks, it's Thick and Thin. Tell me about yourselves. Who are you and where are you from?
We're the Thick and Thin Barbershop Quartet. We're from members of the La Crosse Cooley Cordsman Barbershop Harmony Society, and we're one of the quartets within the chorus. And we're actually just a little confused. We didn't know about this movie night thing.
Very good.
And so don't ask us what movie that last song was from, because we don't know. We have no idea.
Don't worry. And the good news is they wouldn't have known that either if you hadn't told them. But we're honest people. They were here for the quiz. They knew that something was up.
Yeah. Guys.
Why don't you introduce the guys in the group?
I'll let them introduce themselves. I'm Brian Berg. I'm from a little town in Bangor, Wisconsin, if you've ever been there. I run my own business. I run a bar and a restaurant there called The Village Inn. So if you're ever in Bangor...
No, I'm sorry, you're not a sponsor of the show, sir. Sorry. Excuse me, you're not a sponsor of the show. We appreciate you being on the show, but you're not a sponsor, so stop mentioning it. Jeez. Glad we, next year, though, you can sponsor us, and then we'll let you talk all about it. Who else we have?
I'm Tom Yant. I'm a dairy farmer from a little town called Berry Mills, Wisconsin. It's not real far from Bangor. Drink milk, please.
You like that one?
Well, hi, I'm Arlen Verweeby. I'm from a little town called Melrose, north of La Crosse, and I'm a salesman.
I'm Chuck Huth. I'm from Onalaska, Wisconsin, and I'm a transit engineer. Our bus driver.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. How did you guys?
A lot of people ask us how we got the name Thick and Thin. A lot of people ask.
Yeah, sure. In fact,
they told us to be patient with him. You know.
If you would have just waited a second, I probably would have got around to that.
A lot of people ask us.
Well, all right. Is anybody interested in hearing another song from? What do you say? How'd you get that name?
I don't really know. Did anybody figure that out?
Well, I mean, if I can tell you how I used to be in the group.
Well, it's not Thick and Thin and Idiot.
You'd fit in.
I'd have fit right in. No, hey, let's hear another song from Thick and Thin.
I don't know how we're going to do this, so, you know, I think we should change to our movie set, don't you think? And we're going to need help from the audience. Tom, why don't you see if you can go find somebody out in the audience?
Should I go find somebody?
Quick, make this fast. We are going to set the stage for this and change this to our movie set. And we just need a quick volunteer. Oh, look at that nice little girl there. Thank you. Could you just have a seat right there? We're going to change this, our set here, and pretend. Now, I heard there's some people from Iowa here, right? Yeah. Pretend now. Have you ever heard of The Music Man?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Mason City. There you go. Meredith Wilson wrote a nice musical called The Music Man.
Oh, really?
And yes. I don't know if any of you have ever seen it, you know. Probably a lot of you aren't old enough yet, maybe. Anyway. Pretend that you're in a small town in Iowa many, many years ago, and there's the salesman, the traveling salesman, and the beautiful librarian. Oh, very good, girl. You're fitting into this really good. And the bickering school board. It's you in the sunshine, it's you in my car,
it's you all the way into town.
It's your sweet hello, dear, that sets me up.
And it's your got to go, dear, that gets
It's you on my pillow in all of my dreams. Till once more the morning breaks through. No words could be sadder or truer or plainer than it's you. It's you.
Yes, it's you.
Oh, yes, it's you. Now, here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine? Oh, light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back in my sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bells chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same.
So here's
my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine?
Oh,
light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back in my sky.
Thin from over La Crosse way. Man, I love that barbershop stuff. Man, that harmony
is
so nice. So nice.
It is.
Well, hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Mark and Grace Willow has graced the stage. What do you have for us this evening?
I have a poem from my new book, Dodge and Scramble, from which I will be reading tomorrow at the Arts Center.
Very good. You should probably speak to the microphone. This is a radio show. We want you to be heard.
Okay, and we'll do that.
That's all right. That one is for touching. This one is not.
Thank you, Pastor.
Unless you buy me dinner first, then we can talk about it.
We could talk about that. So this poem is essentially, if the book were a movie, this poem would be the establishing shot. The book is called Dodge and Scramble, and the title comes from this poem. The title of the poem is Pharaoh. It's spelled F-A-R-R-O-W, not the ancient Egyptian ruler. Pharaoh. You can see she didn't mean for the little pigs to get out. The 17 she stands, mittened hand shading her eyes, in the open door to the farrowing pens opposite the milking parlor. She must be 4, maybe 5 in this photo, the old truck's shadow framing the right edge. Nothing but gray in the sky out to the left, though we know fields spread beneath it to the furthest horizon and beyond. Even then, the barn looked old, vertical boards in need of paint where wood meets concrete. A broken sled leans against the foundation. At the window, 1 square in 4 is broken. She's too young to understand the difference between pork and pigs. These are small enough for her to squeeze tight, if she can catch one, wrap her short arms around its belly, her smile wide as its outraged squeal. She's too young for the barn to symbolize anything but home for these curly-tailed black little pigs, the white band around their shoulders like the knitted scarf tucked in her coat collar. When, at noon, the voice from the radio drones prices per hundredweight, it's mere chatter to her, though her dad, who likes his toast buttered out to the very crust, and her mom, who dries her hands on an apron made from last season's Easter dress, contend with stacks of paper in the corner, credit slips from the feed store, adding machine tape spilling over tidy handwritten columns of numbers, letters from the bank. They dodge and scramble yet one more year to keep this land in the family. The coat she wears in the picture is cut down from one a cousin wore in high school. The picture doesn't show the jelly on the kitchen table made from grapes, overgrown and wild, climbing the grandmother's windmill. The eggs at breakfast, gathered from hot nests of hens the mother hates, her hands scabbed by their meanness. The bacon on the dad's plate, crisped to near burn the way he likes it. His shock when later he rounds the corner and sees hard cash, loose and drifting across the windswept yard, squealing in pleasure to be out under the cold April sun. Thank you.
Morgan Grace Willow, who will be reading over at the Lanesboro Arts Center coming up. She's reading a poem from her new book. Well, hello, Lynn. I see Lynn has joined us at the moment. Must be a movie song in our future.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Surrounds you, the world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you.
That's Lynn with a beautiful song from the movie Born Free. That's a great movie, although it's really sad. I mean, I hate it when Yeller dies at the end. It just makes me cry every time. That dog did not deserve to die. I don't know why they had to end that movie like that. That was a Disney movie, too. I mean, Disney's supposed to be happy and Prince Charming and all this. That dog just rolled right over. But he was born free, and that's what matters. He was born free, and he died free, too. I'm sorry, am I bothering you? Jane, what are you doing? You're hanging out here next to me. What are you going to talk to us about? You should probably go tell it to the microphone, Jane. What are you going to tell us about?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. And we all know the story of Wizard of Oz, so I don't need to tell you that story. But in my view, this is really kind of the great American fairy tale. It has evil. It has good. It has dreams. It has Kansas. But now, in my view, this becomes a metaphor for a lot of things. Last summer, I traveled to the little Eastern European country of Estonia, way up by Finland and Russia. And to me, I told people, this was my trip to Oz. It had evil, it had good, it had dreams, did not have Kansas. Well, we landed in Tallinn, Estonia, in the airplane. When we landed, there was singing. Not Munchkins, but Estonians were singing. And you may wonder, okay, so did you land on top of the Wicked Witch of the West, the little feet sticking up at the end of the house? Almost. I landed on the Day of Sorrow for Estonia. And the Day of Sorrow is in memory of a terrible thing that happened caused by basically the wicked warlock of Russia, Stalin. And an event that took place 60 years ago where he rounded up 10,000 Estonians, deported these Estonians to Siberia to die, all in one day. The world did not know about this until finally Estonia became independent. And now every year these Estonians want to tell the world what happened and to remember these people who had such an awful end. So in a way, the world has, and Estonia has won. And we did land on top of Stalin. Yes, the little feet were his. do you remember the Wicked Witch's army of flying monkeys? Awful, scary flying monkeys that went and found everything that was going on in the realm of Oz. And the little kids, do you remember as a kid, you'd hide under the furniture and kind of look out between your fingers at the TV because it was just too awful? Well, that was the fear that people felt in Estonia for the claw of the Soviet Union. That is what it felt like. Well, so I decided to follow the Yellow Brick Road. And looking for adventure, I hopped on a Soviet-era train, and I rumbled an hour or so into the deep forest. And there I in the deep forest, when I got off the train, I went to a nature preserve. And in this nature preserve was the Fountain of Youth. This was the most clean spring that you could ever imagine. Its turquoise waters came from deep, deep, deep in the earth. They were full of 50 trace elements that would give anybody extra years on their life. And believe it or not, this water came from 40,000-year-old lake deep in the ground. So this water is 40,000 years old. This has to be the original Fountain of Youth. And there I was on the edge of the Emerald Kingdom. I was looking at this beautiful, shining white palace, 48 rooms. It was not the Emerald Palace, but it was definitely a palace. This was the site, one of many, of the barons and the baronesses who governed this county in the feudal system for 800 years. Now, the last one was the baroness. She kept her power, even though she was married. And she was remembered, now 100 years since she left, as the kindest and the best ruler that they had ever seen, the original Glinda, the Good Witch. Well, she lived a life of luxury, of course, in the Russian fashion of the czars. She took what was the best from St. Petersburg. She spoke many languages. She had a beautiful home built in the 18th century. It was a lovely life, but she was very good to everyone, and when they came with their problems, she solved them in a very fair manner, treated everyone decently. So when she finally fled to Paris, along with all of the other barons and baronesses in 1917, she was heartbroken. They say that she couldn't bear to ever even speak of her palace again. As a matter of fact, her grandchildren did not even know it existed. Now, you're wondering, okay, so who's the wizard? Well, the wizard was my third cousin from Norway. I had gone to meet him, and he had the wizardry of knowing 18th century architectural restoration. And he came 20 years ago. He bought this dilapidated, collapsing palace, no roof, walls crumbling. And he went in with his 25 different recipes for 18th century plaster. He trained the local men to know how to do this very exacting work. And he put them to work to recreate the palace and give this as a legacy to the people of Estonia. And now the structure is built. It is beautiful, and they are working on the inside, finally. And one last story. So, my cousin tells me that at night, when he walks inside that big, empty building, he hears, up on the third floor, a harpsichord playing. And then he hears little high heels walking across the floor. The Baroness has returned to Oz. Thank you.
Jane Peck for the Wizard of Oz story that took place in Estonia. All right, we're moving on to round three of our movie quiz. Pick up your sound makers. Let's get the scoreboard going here. There we go. We're all set. We know they work. That's excellent. This portion of our contest, though, is a musical portion of our contest. So we are going to hear music themes or themes from some very, very popular films. When you know the answer, please ring in. Rita, are you prepared? Are you ready?
I am, but I just want to remind everybody, it's the name of the movie, not the name of the song.
All right, very good. Very good. I'm not that picky. But Rita has very specific instructions. She wants the name of the movie, not the song. Have you seen them play in rounds past, though, Rita? We may have to be flexible. All right, here we go with movie number one. Okay, and oh, there we go, Deb.
As time goes by.
As time goes by. Did you remember the rules?
I know, that's the song.
That's the song, yeah.
I said you weren't going to be nice,
wasn't I? And since it was you and it wasn't Armin, we're gonna go ahead and give you the correct answer. That is from Casablanca, but we're going to give Deb the point because she got the song correct. I'm sorry, I'm changing up the rules, Rita. It's a free-for-all, complete anarchy here at Over the Back Fence. All right. Now for song number two. Song number two. Oh, I hear the cowbell.
I'm going to go with the song since that worked last time.
I knew this would happen. I knew
it. Oh, yeah, see, you were prepared for that. But we haven't heard him say either one yet, so let's not get too excited, Rita. Well, I'm choosing not to listen, ma'am. I'm going to go check and see if he knows the answer. Do you know what the answer is? What was the song?
Moon River.
Moon River is correct. Do you have any idea what movie that's from?
No.
Yeah. If I said it wasn't Lunch at Barney's, would you have an idea?
Audrey Hepburn.
It wasn't Lunch at Barney's. It was...
Dinner at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's right. There we go. He went for dinner. I know. It was brunch at Bob's. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. Okay, we're going to give Keith the point for that. I know it, I keep forgetting. Oh, we have an answer. Who was in first? Judges, who was in first? Deb, you were in first, according to the judges. The Sound of Music is correct. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, we need the movie name. Sorry. That was one of those jokes that you folks in Faribault, about halfway home, you're going to get that one. All right. And here we go. Song number four. Okay. I mean, that was okay. That's going to be a little bit hard to guess which one that was based upon that. Rita, really.
I know, but
that was a little bit challenging for him on account of.
But really, you know, big movie buffs will know this.
No, I meant they couldn't recognize the song.
Not my problem.
Oh, okay.
How about if I say Louis Armstrong sang it?
They're telling me I'm mean tonight, that I'm more than normally aggressive.
Did anybody get that? Is the name of the movie the same as the name of the song?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. But the star of the movie is Robin Williams. Does that help? No? Okay, the answer to that one is...
Oh.
Good Morning Vietnam is correct, Armin!
Yes.
There you go, Faribault people! Cheer for your man! You know, I was out there during the other group, and they told me that if you don't win, you're riding on the back of the bus. Or you're just going to ride in that one little small room in the back. They've got handles, don't worry about it, he'll be fine. All right. And now for song number five. Well, that was excellent. Thank you for that. I recognize that song. That's
all right.
Love Is All You Need. That's the name of the song. Does that help you at all? Anything? Nothing? I don't know either. I have to go look at the cheat sheet. That was actually Love. No, excuse me.
Oh, no.
That was Love Actually. Okay, well, next time we're going to pick out a movie that people have heard of. All right. And one last one. Came into focus there at the end for me, but I was looking at the answer. Nothing? Johnny Cash song? Movie of the same name? Start of Phoenix? Sorry, they're out of luck. That was Walk the Line. Walk the Line. All right, now let's quickly review. Armin has 4, Keith has 2, and still in the lead with 7 points, it's Deb from Iowa. Right, we are cruising right along. I think I'd like to hear, you know, this is going to, for some of you that are a little younger, there's not too many younger folks out there, but for some of you that are younger, there used to be a thing where you would get in your car and you would drive somewhere, and normally you'd put like 4 or 5 friends in the trunk and a bottle of beer, and you would drive somewhere and you would watch a movie from your car. Bonnie, can you tell us a little bit about the drive-in movie?
I'd love to. Well, I actually never went to a drive-in movie with a boyfriend, but I did go to drive-in movies when I was little with my family. We had a family of 5 children. My twin sister and I were the oldest, younger sister and 2 younger brothers. And some of the memories were the smell of the popcorn when you pulled in, the scratchy sound of the speaker. Sometimes you get a bad speaker and you'd have to change your parking spot and go to a better one. That you had to roll up the windows when they came around with the fogger for the mosquitoes. They might have done that maybe midway through the movie, too, so you had to kind of be prepared. When we went, we always went in our pajamas, and of course my younger brothers were in their pajamas with feet, We never bought snacks from the snack bar. My mom always took snacks along. She was very frugal, always prepared. So we had our pajamas, we had our pillows, and it was lots of fun. Sometimes we took the family station wagon, and sometimes we took my grandfather's car, which was a Nash, and it was special because the seats went down, so you could have it really ready for a load of kids. And I always thought it was kind of special. My grandfather's name was Earl Nash, and he had a Nash car, and I thought that was just really neat. I have a little problem with falling asleep at movies. And this was not a drive-in movie, but the first movie I went to with a boyfriend, I believe, was a movie called A Man and a Woman. And I remember the beginning, and I know I woke up at the end. I remember nothing in between. The fella at the time never said a word. I don't know if he knew that I slept through the whole thing or not, but he was very polite and never said a word, nor did I. I've had a little teasing from my family about the fact that I fall asleep during movies. My family and I, when I was probably a teenager, went to a movie called The Sting. And I, of course, fell asleep partway through it, never got to the end. So the next Christmas, my mother gave me as a present a little piano that wound up, and it played the theme from The Sting just to tease me that I didn't get through that movie. Another movie I didn't make it through was Dances with Wolves, and so my children, thinking they were really cute, gave me that movie as a present so I could see the whole thing. Well, a delight of my life was watching old movies, old black and white movies, especially with my mother, and she used to tape a lot of them and so on. And one of my favorite actors was Vincent Price. And I had the great thrill of my life to meet him. He came to Winona State years ago to talk about art appreciation. And it was kind of cute because the woman that introduced him said, boy, he must be really popular because those posters with his picture disappearing around the campus. Well, my twin and I were two of the people that confiscated two of them. So we proudly had these posters and took them to the concert. And afterwards, there were just a few people in the hallway, and out came Vincent Price. And so we had our posters with us, and we rushed over and had him sign them. I remember complimenting him on his tie. It had lots of little dogs on it. And he said, oh, you like that, do you? Of course, my twin claims that she complimented his tie, but it was really me. But then it was kind of interesting because another fellow came up with a little cocktail napkin, and he asked him, could you sign this? And Vincent Price said, I can't sign this. I think he was feeling a little irritated because after signing these lovely posters with his picture on them, to come up with a little floppy cocktail napkin and try to sign it in the hallway, maybe he didn't think that was the best idea. But anyway, I gave him a lot of credit for at least speaking his mind. But anyway, it was a great thrill to see Vincent Price and meet a movie star. Thank you.
That's Bonnie Hulsing with some memories from the drive-in movie and the memories of Vincent Price, all-star. Well, we're going to have a nice treat now. We are going to hear from Terry, who is definitely dressed as, well, Terry, you're always dressed well. But today I think you're a little out of character, perhaps.
Some would say Maryland, some would say Pepto-Bismol bottle.
Either way works for me. Both very comforting in their own way.
So, you beat me to that one. I think that's great.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's.
Cartier. Black Star, Ross, Gorham, talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep lasonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on, and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds. Oh, diamonds. I don't.
Diamonds, woo! That girl's best friend. Backed up by the Over the Back Fence Orchestra. Well, hi, George. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, that's nice. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I've got a little poem here that I really like, and I hope you like it too. The cast of many movies from the 40s, 50s, and 60s included actors who were good friends. Martin and Lewis, Hope and Crosby, Bogey and Bacall, Tracy and Hepburn. And I have a poem about friendship entitled Through Thick and Thin. And I would like to dedicate this poem to my best friend. I could skip a heartbeat and would survive. I could be in a car crash and still be alive. The clouds could fall out of the sky, the oceans could disappear and all turn dry. These things in life are all bad, I know, but there's far worse things. Just thought you should know. Life would not be the same without someone like you. You're there when I need you to help me through. Through good times and through the bad, be they happy or be they sad. I don't have to be with you to know you're there. We don't have to see each other to know we care. We could be apart for years upon end and still remain the best of friends. Life goes on and people change. And through it all, our friendship will remain the same. That such is a life and how things should be. Just thought you know, should know how much you mean to me.
Thank you, George. Beautiful poem about friendship and all the great friends that put together great movies back in a while. Okay, well, we're moving on to our final round, round four of our movie quotes. Well, but first, let's do some jokes. I like jokes. I'm not doing very good at jokes tonight, so you guys give it a try.
We will try. So this one time I heard a story. It goes, two goats are scavenging on some rough ground behind a Hollywood film lot when they find an old reel of film. They're munching away on the film when one goat says to the other, Not bad, is it? Hmm? Says the other. It's okay, but the book was better.
Say, Steph, how do you get the attention of four aspiring actors in Lanesboro?
I don't know how.
Say, waiter!
Marv, have you heard about the new pirate movie?
No.
It's rated R.
So you know I met a really conceited actor the other day.
Why do you say he's conceited?
Well, every time there was a thunderclap during the storm, he went to the window and took a bow.
That's Marvin Stiff. Thank goodness. They kind of brought the comedy up a little bit in here tonight. Now it's time for round four of our Hooray for Hollywood movie quiz. And we will get the scoreboard up here. We've lost control of ourselves. Okay, we're back to quotes. And this is our first quote of round four.
I like them French fried potatoes.
I hear Keith. That is incorrect. We will try again. Would you like to try again, Pete Forrest? That was incorrect. It was the wrong. It's same year, close to the same year, but wrong. Try again.
I like them French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to take a crack at it? That was really very good. That was Sling Blade from Sling Blade. All right, here we go. Round two of, or question, quote two of round four. Here we go. Deb got you first. Saturday Night Fever is correct. All right, we're moving on. Ooh, this is a good one. This is good. Oh, costume change.
There's no one else. Just us and the camera and those lovely people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Anything? We're getting nothing. We've got a lot of blank stares over there. The answer is Sunset Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard. Nicely done. Nicely done. That's right. $7 came all the way from Faribault. We've got costume changes, folks. I know they don't offer that value in Faribault. Well, hello there.
Some are very small costume changes.
You shouldn't pick on yourself like that, George.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's a comedy.
It's definitely a comedy. Yeah, you're right. Nothing? All right, the movie is Airplane! Airplane! Do you like movies about gladiators?
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Ooh, our panel of contestants is too old to guess that one. Sorry.
Phone a friend. Yeah. Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. Do it again. That was really, you look like her. Try it again. Do it again.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Popular young adult film. Nothing. The answer is Hunger Games. Hunger Games. That looked very much like her. That was kind of creepy. Yeah, a little bit. Thought I needed a flaming arrow. Okay.
Houston, we have a problem.
What did the... I've got the answer here, and I'm still confused. You're going to have to just wait a second. Anybody? Anything? Okay. Yeah, try it again. Say it again.
Houston, we have a problem.
Nothing? The answer is...
Apollo 13.
Oh, Apollo 13 is correct. 1 second, please. This is more like what you expected for a $7 costume. Outer space. It's a very conceptual piece. It's outer space. I was confused by that one, so bring us back home here. Can you get us straightened out?
Mama always said that life is like a box of chocolates.
Ooh,
you never
I believe
know what
I heard,
you're going to get.
I heard that first. Forrest Gump is correct. Forrest Gump is correct. And one more. This is this one is worth five. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just a second, Glenn. This one is worth 10 points. No, wait. This one is worth 25 points. This one is worth 25 points to the... Oh, okay. 25 points. Here we go.
I see dead people.
All right. And... I'm sorry, I have to call it. The answer was The Sixth Sense. The Sixth Sense. Well, let's take a look now at our final tally. From outside of Lanesboro, Keith had 2 points.
Way to represent,
Keith.
Yeah, thank you. Nice crowd.
If you would have come to the planning meeting, you could probably could have gotten the answers. But beside that, all right. Armand has 0. I'm sorry, you got some of those wrong. I'm sorry, you got some. I don't know. He must have got some of them wrong. We checked the tape. All of his answers were wrong. And the big winner from all the way in Iowa, it's Deb. And she gets to take home for her fine viewing pleasure the Over the Back Fence t-shirt for the 19th season. These can be purchased at the Lanesboro Arts Center, located right here on Parkway Avenue in downtown Lanesboro. Let's have a big round of applause for all three of our contestants for participating in our movie contest today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. Wow. This has gotten out of control. I love doing this show. For those of you from Faribault that have never been here before, please come back and see us again sometime. We're just down the road from you there. Great big thank you goes out to a couple more of our sponsors, including Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, Sally's Hair to Die For, and Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law. Well, folks, we thank you for coming out tonight. This is our final show of the 19th season. We take a couple of months off, and this year we're actually going to take 3 months off from our live performances here at the St. Main Theater. And the reason for that is we are undergoing a $300,000+ renovation right here at the St. Main Theater. We are proud of that, very, very proud of that. So we won't be back as a cast until March. But, of course, you can still tune in to KFIL in February, and you will hear a best of. I'm surprised that they are able to find enough best of stuff to put in a show. But apparently they're going to try to come up with... I think it's probably more like almost the best of. But this is a chance for us to sing along and join us. So please feel free in joining us as we sing Over the Rainbow.
Is a hopeless jumble, and the raindrops tumble all around. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place beyond the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue.
we have reached the end of one of our, well, frankly, one of our favorite type times of year. As we wrap up each season of Over the Back Fence, it gives us a chance to look back, and we thank you for coming out here to see us every month. We're a bunch of wild, weird people that are standing on this stage, and without you guys, we wouldn't have anywhere to be wild and weird. A great big thank you goes out to our pre-show music tonight, Ms. Deb Norland. Also, a thank you goes out to our special musical guest, Thick and Thin. Rita Delzell has been our special musical director tonight. My name is Damon Prestonman, and on behalf of the entire cast of Over the Back Fence, we say thank you. Thank you so much. And be sure to come back and see us again in our 20th season, will you?
Someday you'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Birds fly, birds fly over the rainbow, fly then a white can die. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh why can't I?
Thank you, everybody. Good night. We'll see you right back here in March. Good night, everybody.
A big thank you goes out to the Over the Back Fence cast and crew. Also to those who made Over the Back Fence possible. Associated Bank, Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Coffee Street Fitness and Dance Studio, F&M Community Bank, Gippy's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Lanesboro Local, Lanesboro Public Library, Lanesboro Web Management Group, Niagara Cave, Olivia's Attic, Pedal Pushers Cafe and Coffee Bar, Preston Foods, Riverside and the Root Restaurant, Root River Outfitters, Sally's Hair to Die For, and the Lanesboro Christmas Inn Tour. Of course, thank you so much to KFIL 103.1 FM and the Lanesboro Arts Center for making Over the Back Fence and this broadcast possible. I'm Terry Tunseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Over the Back Fence, a community variety show in Lanesboro, Minnesota at the St. Main Theater.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.